I'm Bob Whitaker, and I'm the Chief Science and Technology Officer for the Produce Marketing Association.
Tell me about this event today. What's going on? What's the theme behind it this year and what you guys are doing?
Yeah, well, what we're really trying to do is we know that we have several challenges facing the produce industry. I mean, we're facing an opportunity to increase the amount of consumption of fruits and vegetables, but yet at the same time, deal with an economy and a situation in terms of natural resources and things that are declining in some cases. And so we want to make sure that we use technology to help us meet some of those challenges. So what we're really doing today is we're helping our members understand the emerging technologies that are out there, how they're being used in other businesses, and what the opportunities are to use them for their own businesses. And in doing so, the second part of this is to make connections. We have a number of different companies that are here that have different technological innovations and different ideas and new concepts. And the idea is to be able to connect those people that have those kinds of inventions and innovations with the folks that could use them to better improve their businesses and help them be more profitable in the future.
That was one of the things that I was seeing in there is as technology gets more and more advanced, you start to see people kind of going off in their own direction. Having something like this where you can network those people together, you had someone from IBM speaking to, you know, that kind of stuff. Having that, networking all those people together is really important.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, the thing about it is that you don't want to be starting from square one all the time, right? So you have an opportunity to learn from others. And the opportunity is to pick up on what they've learned, some of their failures. We've heard today already, when it's innovating, you want to innovate fast, fail, get back up and get going again. This is an opportunity to talk to different people who have different experiences with technology, learn from those experiences, and then apply them to your own your individual business. I still think there's a tremendous amount of individuality in how you use technology and how it can apply, because especially in the produce industry, it's not one industry. It's a collection of industries, whether you're a farmer or a packer or a harvester or a processor, whether you're in the distribution end of the business or you're a buyer and you're putting it out to consumers. You have a different perspective on business. Therefore, technology is going to mean different things to different people depending on where you play in that supply chain. So I think there's an opportunity to learn from everybody, but then individualize it for your own specific industry.
Yeah, it's most of these things that are talked about at this conference aren't specialized towards one person. Everybody can use these in all aspects of the chain. That's why it's important to have something like the other room over there where you can see how people are applying these differently.
Right. It really is. I mean, again, I think we learn best from each other. And so, you know, when you look at a technology and it might be intended for washing produce, you look at that same technology and you think about it, and that might be used for something else in your operation. It might give you an idea how to redesign a piece of equipment you might have in your operation, or a different way to use that piece of equipment that you haven't thought about before. There's a number of those different examples here. Some of them are ideas that come from other industries. And we don't typically run into that in the produce industry, but in poultry, it's worked just fine. And so we can learn from those kinds of experiences and I think advance a little bit faster than we might have otherwise.
Technology is really just kind of on that cusp, just the tip of the iceberg. How hard is it to stay up to date, to get a conference like this together?
Yeah, it's a challenge. I mean, it's a challenge on a lot of different levels. I mean, one of the things about technology is that it's... You have to take time to step back and appreciate what it can do. And we're very busy all the time. Everybody's running around, particularly in produce companies. They're not exactly slow paced. I mean, they are very quick. We're dealing with perishable products. And so when you talk to people about first taking time to step back and look at the environment you're in and assess the problems you have and look for those technical solutions that might best suit you, that's a real foreign concept. And then secondly, you're talking to people about changing behavior. I mean, there's been a couple speakers talk about that already today. Really, the technology is one thing, but it's the behavior that underlies it that's really important. And it's hard for human beings, no matter who they are, even if they're in the produce industry, to think about changing behaviors and adapt to a new technology, a new way of doing things that, you know, that hasn't been there before. And so it's a real hard thing to do. So you got to have both of those things working at the same time.